USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration continues its open border policy, creating a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets with illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, an island in Massachusetts, Wednesday afternoon. Without knowing all the facts, Democrat State Senator Julian Sear on ABC 5.
They're looking just for a better life, and to see this gotcha moment, this stunt, really used for political gain is pretty disgusting.
Sear claimed the jets came from Texas when in fact they came from Florida. The group of approximately 50 Venezuelans are being cared for by two shelters in Edgartown. The heads of 13 rail unions and the nation's largest freight rail carriers spent all day Wednesday on the phone with the Labor Department amid a last-minute scramble by the White House to avert a strike that could come as soon as 12:01 a.m. Eastern Friday. A new report from 225 U.S. think tank experts, chaired by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, is raising alarm bells over China's potential to win the technology race and in the process cripple the U.S. economy and military. It's being called Mid-Decade Challenges to National Competitiveness. The task was completed last month. Federal officials said Wednesday they are investigating the employee who reported a package explosion at Northeastern University Wednesday. The feds believe he lied to investigators or played a part in the incident, saying his injuries did not match wounds typically consistent with an explosion. The mosquito fire in California has crews mopping up the Forest Hill area, but the eastern front is still aggressive. As of Wednesday evening, the fire has burned nearly 64,000 acres and is 20% contained. 64 structures were destroyed, and about 6,000 structures remain threatened. The fire is about a 45-minute drive east of Sacramento. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Biden administration is announcing the United States is not involved in the war in Europe, except for supplying lethal aid to the Ukrainians.
The United States has been supportive of Ukraine even before Russia's invasion back in February. But National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby assures everyone that's as far as the United States is involved in the conflict.
This is their war. This is their fight. We're doing everything we can to sustain them and support them in that fight. But President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, he gets to determine what the military targets are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Ukraine military launched a successful counteroffensive in the northeastern region of the country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont on Wednesday, blocked a Republican bid to avert a railroad strike, saying the workers themselves have not approved a union agreement. Bernie went on to say, the rail industry has seen huge profits in recent years, and last year alone made a record-breaking $20 billion in profit. End quote from the Senate floor. Russian forces destroyed a dam on the Inhulits River in Ukraine with 8 cruise missiles. That's according to Ukrainian officials. They say it was leading to flooding in parts of nearby cities and towns. Residents are being evacuated at this hour. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.